I want to remind you that we'll be in Roswell on the 4th of July weekend. So come out and see us and say hello to us at the broadcast. And many of those broadcasts will be featured during the month of July. Dennis Balthizer lives out there. He's a very good friend of ours. We like Dennis. He's a former country drummer. And he's been a UFO researcher for a long time. He has a college degree in engineering. And he actually does some very, very good work, not only on Roswell, but also on several other things, including the pyramids. Now, over on our website, you'll find a gallery of our researchers and who have been guests, and Dennis's picture is there at jerrypippin.com. Click on his picture and read his latest editorial. It's an interesting subject. It's something that's very challenging. It's something that all of us have been brought up to, you know, and asked many, many times. And that's the question of UFOs and religion. Are they really in conflict with each other or not? Now, Dennis is like myself. He happens to be a Southern Baptist. And there's lots of things, you know, that Southern Baptists get wrapped with. And one of those things, of course, is they're very conservative. And they seem to have been taking a turn toward the right, and they're involved in politics, which I don't like at all. I don't think a church needs to be involved at all. But needless to say, Dennis recently made a speech at his church to the men's luncheon, in which he says he has about 80 people show up. Normally 20 or 25 show up for that luncheon. And his subject was life on other worlds, ETs, and the Bible. The Vatican, as Dennis likes to point out too, has had many, many things about religion and ETs published. In fact, they have an observatory. I don't know if you know this or not. They operate one in Arizona. I believe it's at Mount Graham. And it's very interesting that the Vatican has probably one of the largest libraries of all on the research material of UFOs. And somebody told me they had 22,000 different books and documents at the Vatican itself. So the point of religion and extraterrestrials is one that will be around for a while. We've talked about Exodus, the spaceships of Exodus, of course, was a big book many, many years ago. And if you read that chapter, the King James Version especially, it's very similar to what we get on our UFO files sightings report each week. So, I mean, who knows? So I urge you to go over to our website, jerrypippin.com, click on the UFO section, go to Dennis Balthizer's picture, and click that on and read his latest editorial. I think it's very interesting. Some people have asked me how you can be a Christian and still believe in science and UFOs, and I find that a rather ridiculous question. I mean, the basis of all religion is the Creator, and all intelligence we have comes from the Creator, right? In other words, it's a God-given talent that we're able to use our own brains and our own minds to find out the real basis of truth everywhere in the universe. Once again, read that. That's by Dennis Balthizer, and be listening in July when we have him as a guest. Always an interesting fellow to have on the air.